The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you may not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. You know, my favorite line from the scriptures is Psalm 46, verse 10. If you've ever gotten an email from me, I sign every email with Psalm 46, verse 10. It's my tagline. Psalm 46, verse 10. "Be still and know that I am God." You know what it literally means? Literally, it means empty yourself and know that I am God. It helps me. It helps me to remember that God's plans are beyond anything we can imagine. Be still. To help us all remember that message, that's the reason why we hear apocalyptic readings here at the end of the church year. To help us all remember that message. The word apocalypse is just Greek. Apocalypsis. It means to remove the veil. And the Latinization of that same word is where we get our word revelation. You can even hear the etymology of it. Revelatio, or to pull away the vellum. Now we hear these mysterious readings from the book of Revelation all week, you know, all last week as well. But you know, there's actually a really simple structure to the book of Revelation. Can I share this with you? It's in three parts. The first part is the shortest. It describes how man sees the world. The second part is the next shortest. It describes how God sees the world. And the last part of the book of Revelation is by far the longest. And it describes what must happen as a consequence of the difference between the two. The injustice in the world perpetrated by the difference between what man sees and what God sees. And that's where we get our reading from this morning. You know, Revelation was written, they say 80 AD, 90 AD, maybe 100 AD. No one's really sure when it was written. But one thing that they are sure about is that it was written to Christians who were suffering. And it was meant to give them comfort, to help them to be still, right? To know that God has a far greater and wider scope than they can imagine, and to jolt the complacent into repentance. That's the purpose of the book of Revelation. And so the message that you hear today, it's the beginning of the description of the judgment that must come, with a message that do not let your hearts be weighed down. There must be, a balancing of the books and justice. And God will draw all people to himself, and that suffering, death, sadness, these are the gateways to growth and newness and even to eternal life. To help you judge the world, not based on what's passing, but what's based on what's eternal, that's the purpose of apocalyptic readings, okay? And that's what you hear in the gospel here as well. So they're all standing in front of the temple, And they're so impressed with the temple. You know, they say that when the sun struck the temple in Jerusalem, you could see it from 10 miles away. And it was one of the most impressive buildings in the whole world, with all of its costly votive offerings and all of its adornments. And Jesus says, all this that you see, it's all coming down. And that would have been the biggest shock. Because the temple was actually constructed to look like the universe in miniature. You know that? I could give you, one of these days I'll give you a description of the intricate structure of the temple. But it was a description of the universe in miniature as it was described in the creation accounts of the book of Genesis. Such that they thought that if you ever destroyed the temple, that would also be the end of the world. Which is why Jesus goes on to describe, after the destruction of the temple, all these signs and wonders and signs from the sky that accompany the end of the world. But it's as if to say, do not let your hearts be troubled. What you think is the end is not the end. God's plan is always greater. That's something for all of us to remember. Not just in a vague, abstracted sense, but you're going through a hard time. One thing I've come to discover is that this time of year, you get into the holiday season, right, and you get into Christmas time, and families get to almost everybody comes out of this time of the year with scars. We all suffer. And it's a very important thing to remember. Even when you think your little world is falling apart, out of the ashes, God always brings new birth. Just a little message to remember to help you to understand the purpose of why we hear what we hear. Right? Be watchful. Be faithful. Be ready, but also be hopeful. Be at peace. And most importantly, be not afraid. The Lord is with you. Amen.